Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got some breaking NFL news to share with you that is absolutely going to affect the next 3 years for the San Francisco 49ers, because the Seattle Seahawks have landed on their quarterback. His name is Geno. Geno Smith, a 3-year, $105 million contract extension. Well, I guess it's not a contract extension, right? It's a new contract for Geno Smith with the Seattle Seahawks. He went from a journeyman, laughingstock, punchline of the New York Jets to the NFL's most accurate passer behind a team that seemed to be devoid of prospects and then all of a sudden came up with many prospects. Very impressive season for Seattle, and Geno deserves every single bit of that. He has earned it.
Yeah, he won't get every single bit of it because it's an NFL contract, but it's a hell of a lot more than he made this year and a hell of a lot more than he was projected to make 2 years ago. So, I mean, if you take the Derek Carr contract, which, you know, was announced as 4 years, but in fact is not even close, and you shave off 30%, it's still $70 million that he probably hadn't figured on getting.
Look, Derek Carr has a 4-year, $150 million deal with the New Orleans Saints. It's a minimum $70 million guaranteed with two chunks of $30 million guaranteed. So he gets his first 2 years for free, Ray. First 2 years are guaranteed.
Yeah, but the fourth year is
right. Well, so it's
a non-guaranteed $50 million contract. So
right, it's so he's got 30 coming to him guaranteed over the next 2 years with a $10 million parting gift in year three if the contract is kind of a dud. And for a guy who walked away from a guaranteed 40 mil to walk into a guaranteed minimum 70 mil, that's a win for Derek Carr.
Oh, no, I wasn't saying it was a bad contract for him. I was just simply using it as a baseline to try to figure out how much money Geno Smith was actually going to see out of his deal. This wasn't about Derek Carr got screwed or Derek Carr is getting overpaid. If he's happy with the contract, what do I care? But what I'm saying is if Geno Smith is down for 105, it's probably 70.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. We all know that these contracts aren't worth any more than the guaranteed dollars in them. But if Geno Smith continues to play, Ray, like he just played last season, in the third year of that deal, he is one of the most undervalued assets in all of sports, if that's the way it goes, when you look at quarterback salaries and the trajectory of all of that. I mean, a $40 million a year quarterback 3 years from now will be common.
Oh, that'll be underpaid. It'll be an insult. But, you know, this is what happens when you give Deshaun Watson $235 million and guarantee all of it. Everybody gets rich off that.
Do you see the other note that I saw in the last hour that the Cleveland Browns are trying hard to work the Deshaun Watson cap number to be a little bit more friendly?
Yeah.
You would think.
Well, he said he was amenable to talking about a restructuring.
Oh, is he ready to massage that?
Yeah. Oh. Somehow I thought you were setting that up all day. No, at some point, you know, you have to look and say, you know what? If I'm going to get all my money anyway, and you can throw some money on an offensive lineman who will keep me from getting smashed, maybe that's worth a short-term investment.
Before we bring in George Sedano to talk a little Warriors basketball, since he just had the Lakers and Warriors game on ESPN Radio yesterday, you know what's a good move for a team or a quarterback? Any single time with one pen stroke, you can become the best in the division. Now, I don't know what Derek Carr's prospects are going to be for ultimate success in New Orleans. That is Dennis Allen. Dennis Allen, to me, is definitely a work in progress as a head coach. He does have experience with Derek Carr, but their experience doesn't come with an awful lot of successful experience, that's for sure. But the Saints do have a general manager in Mickey Loomis who knows what he's doing and drafts well. They have a defense that shows up and plays over their heads every year, especially if they're playing Tampa, because that's just kind of who they are. It's what they do. It's their team identity. They've got a great home field, a phenomenal fan base, and you gotta like a deal, Ray, where the minute you sign it, you're officially the best in your own division. Derek Carr, the minute he signed this deal with the New Orleans Saints, became the best quarterback in the NFC South, and it's not even close. It's not even close because the only quarterbacks other than Derek Carr are TBDs all around. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, TBD. Panthers, TBD. Falcons, TBD. Derek Carr is definitely better than three TBDs.
And he'll probably be better once we know who those other three quarterbacks are.
Right.
Well, I mean, we sort of know that Desmond Ridder is going to start for the Falcons.
Feels that way.
Tampa... Who knows? People keep whispering rumors about Tom Brady coming back, even though he seems to have made it pretty clear that he's not doing that. So that's very much a TBD. And Carolina is still in the market for a quarterback. So, no, I think Derek Carr has been somewhat unfairly maligned based on what he was asked to do in Oakland and Las Vegas, which is hide a horrific defense and hide an indifferent offensive line. Because he's at skill guys. But if you can't stay upright, skill guys can't help you. And it was interesting that the Raiders today, you know, franchised Josh Jacobs. I mean, because that's sort of a tardy acknowledgement of how important he is to them. Because last year at this time, I don't know that you could have, you know, made a sensible bet on him staying on the roster.
Look, I think...
Because they were down on him for whatever reason.
Ross Tucker summed it up very well. This is probably the very first time in NFL history where a guy has gone from seven carries in a Hall of Fame game to a franchise tag.
Yeah.
That normally does not happen.